David Bell teaches English at Western Kentucky University. Born in Cincinnati, he went to St. Xavier and also received an MA from Miami University and a doctorate from UC. His latest novel was The Hiding Place. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me.
Your new novel is set in the small town of Dove Point in Dark County, Ohio. The main character is Janet Manning, and then there's her daughter, Ashley, her murdered brother, Justin, her father, Bill, and her childhood friend, Michael. Set the stage for us.
The Hiding Place is about a family that has suffered an unimaginable loss in the past. 25 years before the book opens, their child, Justin, was murdered when he was 4 years old. He was murdered in a local park. And the story takes place 25 years after that event, as the family is trying to come to grips with what happened in the past, and also they're finding out new things in the present that lead them to believe that what they think happened in the past may not have happened the way everyone believed it did, in terms of who really committed the crime, or if that child who they think died even really died at all.
And Detective Steins plays a major role, bouncing theories around on a case that he worked on, started on 25 years ago.
Right. Detective Steins is one of the point of view characters in the book. He's facing retirement. He's in his late 50s. And he was a young police officer, a new detective, when this murder took place. And now, as he's at the end of his career, he's starting to wonder if maybe they took some shortcuts when they investigated the original crime, and maybe they didn't do as thorough of an investigation as they should have. And so he has a lot on his conscience that he's trying to set straight, and so he does start asking questions again.
There's a young reporter who also kind of gets the ball rolling.
It's the 25th anniversary of this murder is approaching, so the town is reexamining it in a way, and there's this young reporter who probably wasn't even born when the crime originally occurred, but she starts asking a lot of questions and looking at the crime with a fresh set of eyes, and that does get the ball rolling for these other characters to start thinking maybe there is more to the story than they originally knew.
And she brings up in her story something with a little bit of racial overtones about the fellow who was convicted and then released later or paroled.
The man who was convicted of the crime is a black man. He was only 17 years old when he was convicted of the crime. And that's part of the question that Detective Steins is asking. He asks himself, did we just convict this guy because it was easy to convict him because of his race? And he had a prior conviction, and he really didn't have any way to defend himself. And it just seemed like the easiest course of action to take, to point the finger at him. In a way, the story is showing the way this town has changed, that when the original crime occurred, this black man who was convicted, it was unusual for this black man to be in this neighborhood and things like that. Now, Ashley, who is 15 years old, is going to school and is close friends with this young black guy who is middle class and now lives in the same neighborhood with Ashley's family. So it's just really meant to show that times change like that. Ashley's grandfather, the father of the murdered boy, is still uncomfortable with the notion that Ashley is spending time with this black kid, but the younger generation doesn't really even think about it that much. So it just shows attitudes change over time.
And progress is made.
We hope it's progress, yes.
We'll talk about Michael. He is Janet's friend who also was very young and her playmate when the murder happened.
Michael is the same age as Janet, and he was in the park the day that Janet's brother disappeared. And they grew up together, they were close friends, and Janet has always carried a torch for Michael in a way. Janet's life didn't turn out the way she really wanted it to. She became pregnant in high school, and she's a single mom. And Michael left town and went off, and she always imagined Michael being the golden boy who was off having these adventures around the country and living the life that Janet could not lead. Michael comes back to town because he has some unresolved issues with his own family, and Janet is confronted with the reality of who Michael really is. He's not really the golden boy that she thought he was.
Well, the plot focuses on a journey through the lives of the central characters and a search for the real killer of Janet's brother. I wonder if you might read from the book.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Michael led Janet to the opening to the path into the woods. She stopped there, peering ahead into the darkness. Why are we here? She asked. Is this what you want to show me? Yes, he said. Why here? She asked. It's just... Michael searched for the right words. It will help to do it in there. Janet tried to remember the last time she had gone into the woods. She had been there only once since the day Justin died. When Ashley was small and asking questions about Justin's death, Janet had relented and took her into the clearing and showed her the spot. The place fascinated Ashley. She wanted to sit and pepper Janet with questions about the day Justin disappeared and died, but Janet made them leave before Ashley could say anything. It didn't feel right to Janet to be there. If she didn't want to be defined by the events that happened in that place, then there was no point in returning to it time after time. Likewise, she had spent little time in the cemetery where her mother and brother were buried. She hoped they would rest together someday, if only for the symbolic nature of having them side by side, not because she wanted to spend every Sunday bringing flowers and tending to their graves.
So the cemetery and where they're buried plays a pivotal part later on in the plot. And it's such a great mystery because you can't stop midway through. There's so many twists and turns in this plot.
Yeah, hopefully it's a book that will keep readers guessing until the very end. The cemetery plays a role. I mean, I won't give it away, but early in the story when Janet is talking to that reporter, she says she has one thing that she really wants to say, which is her big regret in life is that her brother and her mother are not buried side by side. At the time that her mother died, they couldn't find two plots next to each other. And so her wish is that that will be done, that they'll be put next to each other sometime in the cemetery. So eventually some events surrounding that come up and they have things to do with ultimately who the murderer is.
We've done a wonderful job with this book.
Well, thank you. I hope the readers enjoy it.
And how long did it take you to write it?
I've been thinking about it for a long time, probably a year of steady work. I mean, I proposed the original idea to my editors about 2.5 years ago, and then I finished Cemetery Girl, and then it was time to move on to this. So about a year, really, all told.
Did it take longer or shorter than Cemetery Girl?
It probably didn't take as long as Cemetery Girl because for this book, I wrote an outline first. So I spent a lot of time on the outline. At times, it felt like the outline was going to end up being longer than the book. I think it ended up being 22 pages or something like that. So I had this really detailed roadmap before I started, and I didn't have that with Cemetery Girl. So the outline kept me on track better this time. So it was a little shorter.
So let's talk Cincinnati Reds, which you mention several times in the book. Her dad sits and watches the games. Are you a fan?
I'm a very big fan. I grew up here, and it seems like it's hard to grow up here and not be a Reds fan.
So you're still a Reds fan, even down in Western Kentucky?
Absolutely. And the great thing about living in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where I live, is that we still get Fox Sports Ohio. So we get the Reds games on TV, and they're on the radio there. So I can still follow them as much as I want.
And are you working on another book?
Yeah, I have a new two-book deal. The Hiding Place is the second of a two-book deal, so I have a new two-book deal, so I'm completing the next one now. It's due in a few more weeks, so I'm finishing that right now, and hopefully that will be out in about a year.
Well, David, thanks for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
David Bell is the author of The Hiding Place, which was published by the New American Library in October. You'll find a link at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.